mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've been getting better about taking a lot more calls on this broadcast. And I'm going to take about 20 of your calls in this hour. Have your questions and comments ready, your statements ready. We're going to move on to the next person. We're going to get more into Terry Schiavo Schindler. The record levels of massive earthquakes around the globe, the 8.7, in the exact same spot as the megaquake of December 26th of 04. Hundreds dead. I also want to get into who our new Secretary General may be. Coffee Ann is talking about leaving. It's all coming up. And for the first time in the last 2 hours, we have a couple open lines. If you want to fill those up, it's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. When you hear a caller hang up and we're done with a caller, that's your chance to speed dial and get in. I'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Alki in Hawaii. Aloha.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I think you're right on the mark about them trying to change the mindset, because I was watching TV last night, and basically I saw a commercial, a show about cops, and all they really talked about was torture, but that's what I wanted to say about you.
And how it was good and how it saved good people?
Yeah. No. Furthermore, I think this is all just part of their plan to reduce the world population, right?
Yes, sir.
Because they give us these fake flu shots. I went to the World Health Organization website, and they actually have their tests on their website of their approved flu vaccinations, and it's just like mercury. That's all there is.
They actually increase the level of mercury, and the flu shot they give you never covers whatever the real flu is that year.
I looked at the flu shot I took when I was 6 years old, and they put mercury into my damn arm. This makes me mad when I think about it.
And they put hundreds of times the safe level, and Nobel Prize winners, top epidemiologists have said people who've had a bunch of these flu shots are 1,000 times more likely to get neurological disorders and Alzheimer's.
I think they're trying to just kill as much people as they can.
But what it is, fluoride, sodium fluoride, mercury, all of it, is an IQ reducer. We have their own documents. The first people to use fluoride, and this is mainstream famous history books, the Nazis put high levels of fluoride in the water at the camps to sedate the prisoners. It's a toxic sedative, and this is what they're doing. I mean, you think vaccines are bad, buddy. The fluoride's even worse, and it's almost impossible.
Hawaii, where there's no fluoridation. I don't know. There's no fluoridation in Hawaii. I got out of high school at age 16, and I'm in college right now, college calculus.
Well, good job.
Yeah.
So how long you been on board the broadcast, Alki?
I started listening to you guys by when I was 15, I think. I'm 17 right now. I got out of.
Well, are you waking up the young folks around you?
A lot of them are already woken up because there's no fluoridation here. They can already tell something's going wrong.
Well, San Antonio is a very patriotic anti-New World Order city. They just became fluoridated 2 years ago, and they're already fighting to remove it. And folks, I know Stanley Kubrick says you're a kook if you believe it's bad. We have thousands of medical reports. It is deadly, and I'm not talking about calcium fluoride that's already existing in the water. That's not bad for you, and you actually need some calcium fluoride. Sodium fluoride, though, is taken directly from the toxic waste of aluminum and fertilizer production and has other toxins in it as well. Thanks for the call, Alki.
All right.
And we're going to be getting more, because I haven't done this in years. I'm going to have a bunch of guests on, doctors, scientists, Nobel Prize, about fluoride. We're going to talk about aspartame, which is just as bad. We're going to be talking about all of this. I'm going to do more. All the stuff I covered 5, 6, 7 years ago, I'm bringing it all back. Because, you know, I mean, I cover this stuff for years on end. I got to give it a break for a while. I've been mainly on secret police, camps, torture, world government. But we need to talk about... Folks, it's not a joke, okay? The Nazis invented fluoridation of water. It's in mainstream, 5-inch-thick history books. It is admitted. So enjoy your fluoride. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third and final hour of worldwide transmission against tyranny. Wide open phones coming up. The increases in volcanic and tectonic activities at record levels. Will Kofi Annan leave the United Nations? Will we end up with William Jefferson Clinton? And a lot more. But right now, let's hurry through your calls. Don in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Don.
Hi, Alex. Am I coming through clear?
Roger that.
Okay, great. I just have a real quick technical question, then I will get out of your way and just listen. Okay, I'm sure you know what the Hegelian dialectic is, where there's the propaganda strategy, where you know what the Hegelian dialectic is.
Create a crisis, yep. Demonstrate the fear, yep. Say something must be done,
yep.
And the very people that created the crisis or accentuated it then bring you the solution.
Okay, then you know what I mean by political strategy. Propaganda strategy. What I need to know is when they, what is a strategy called? When they present, say, a nugget of truth wrapped around with a lie, and then when you counter the lie, they sidestep the answer and they go back to what? Don't you believe in? And then they put the nugget of truth out there again. Do you follow what I'm asking?
Yeah, there's different terms of that, and I was thinking about that today. I mean, there'll be a real crisis. It's just their solution is opportunistic and has nothing to do with the actual crisis.
Well,
so really... I mean, it's there's not so much a term for it. It's just a tactic.
Well, what I mean is, do you know what? Okay, there's different names of strategies, like where they say, for example, that we need to keep our kids safe, and that's true. And then they say, to do that, we got to give them vaccine shots, which is not true.
And then we have to show that vaccines do not keep them safe, even if they're clean, healthy vaccines. Then we show the strategy and the documents of the elite to put different toxins and things that sterilize and other things in the vaccines.
Well, what I mean is whenever they present.
But, I mean, even if you give somebody a term, they're not going to know what the term means. You're going to have to explain that to them.
Okay, well, I was looking for the term. That's okay, I'll just explain it the way I do in this. Thanks. I love your show. You're doing a great job again, and have a good one, Alex.
Well, I appreciate you. Look, America was founded on mistrust of government. The Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers, the two sides, agreed that don't trust government, keep control of it, keep it very small. Folks in this nation were very distrustful of government. I mean, you get tarred and feathered if you started trying to push government's good on people. They had common sense. They had history. But then they gave us the fake left-right paradigm about 100 years ago. No longer was it freedom versus slavery. Does this government give me more freedom and more liberty? Does it leave me alone, or does it try to control me? That was the political debate, not Republican-Democrat. Then it shifted to left-right, when the left and right are both for the very same things, just different implementation and different rhetoric. That confused people. Then we had World War II. The government propaganda got sophisticated after the war. People became very trustful. So many goods and services were produced. We had such incredible prosperity that we got lulled into a false sense of security. And now, some people think you're a kook if you don't trust the government. Or most people know the government's out of control, but still they say, oh, that's just the way it is. There's kind of a fatalistic view of it. So I think that's kind of what you're getting at. But people look at politics two-dimensionally. They just hear a politician say something and think, okay, well, we don't have any money for the roads. We better put toll roads in. They don't go get, say, TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation's own documents that have been released that say we got plenty of money. We got giant slush funds. We've been paid off by select corporations to give them the roads to tax the daylights out of the people and keep the money themselves. Privatization, see, people hear the word privatization and think, well, I'm for privatization, but is it really privatization? No, it's not privatization to take an existing public works and give it for pennies on the dollar to a private corporation that's paid off the government, who's then going to become government itself in its actions, but with a corporate membrane protecting it with basically no liability. You know, I mean, here's the analogy of privatization. You've paid for 50 years for a big city golf course, and the owner of a golf course company pays for the campaign of everybody they run for city council and the new mayor. If they get elected, and there's been real cases of this, and the city literally, for no money, just signs over the golf course and the profits and says, oh, they'll do a better job of managing it, this private corporation. The fees are going to go down now at the city golf course. But then you forget 2 years after that happens, and they double the prices, and then they take a city property you paid for, and they call that privatization. No, that's what the Russian oligarchs did. Six guys. And it's now come out in the BBC and London Independent that those six guys were all agents of Lord Rothschild. That's mainstream news. Lord Rothschild, the same guy who's over Buffett and Schwarzenegger. They had an article 2 years before he ran for governor, a year before he ran for governor, where it said he's going to be your governor and your president. He's meeting with Lord Rothschild in the Scotsman. But the point is, they were all front men. They didn't really own it. And so, quote, Russia collapses, and then six guys are given by Yeltsin all the industry, the gold mines, the uranium mines, the oil, the timber, the roads. Six guys just here. It's yours. Literally, one guy paid for all of the nickel and gold and uranium mines. He got basically 90% of the mining in Russia. He got it for, oh, I forgot the PBS documentary. It was like $100 million. I think it was less than that. It was a few years ago. I researched this. And just one of the mines was worth billions. See? And, of course, Lord Rothschild can't openly own all this himself. People get angry. So he has six front men in Russia that own everything. Now, how is that privatization? That is not. That is replacing some communist thugs that basically control all those resources and put it in their own accounts and in their own villas and their own racehorses. That basically just take it from them and give it to six new guys who were fronts. But the average person hears the word privatization. Well, yes, I'm for privatization. But is it privatization? No. It is organized crime consolidation. And that's what global government's about. These corporations are bigger than governments. They are going to give themselves governmental power through a world government they set up to then order around all of our countries. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Jordan in Illinois. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to finish my point from yesterday. I know you had so much stuff that you had to get through it all. But I was telling you there are two things about the Terry Schiavo case that were bothering me. One of your callers earlier today was saying that how there has to be something that's going on. He was saying the guy might be CIA. Well, I've been hearing a lot from people who actually live in Clearwater.
Well, listen, and I'll let you comment. But
okay.
Listen, the government wants to set the precedent to kill people and not pay for them.
Right.
Not because they don't have money, but because they want it all to go to themselves.
Right.
So there's your conspiracy, is that the death-loving culture is pushing this. But go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that it seems to everybody who lives there, and from what I've read, that this all has ties to Scientology. It's like a cult thing where the Clearwater Bar Association is all involved in it. It just the police and Bush, who gives money to them, and yada yada. I just wanted to add that into the fray.
I've read the reports, and the evidence is extremely tenuous. And folks, I'm not a Scientologist. I don't know any Scientologist. I don't read L. Ron Hubbard.
I didn't mean to say anything like that.
No, I know, but I mean, I get those emails. Understand, folks, that I'm not just going to run out and say some group is behind something just because, I mean, what we do know is his lawyer is a pro-death guy. And they admit that they're using this as a poster child. So there's your conspiracy right there.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
I mean, have you read the stuff his lawyer's written about the death of one of his family members?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a sicko. I mean, there it is right there. Thanks for the call. I mean, I've read that stuff, and it's like, yeah, Clearwater's nearby, and there's a Scientologist in the area, and L. Ron Hubbard said we've got a quarantine 2.0s and under, which I don't like the sound of. That sounds pretty eugenics style. So I'll say I don't agree with L. Ron Hubbard on that. But, I mean, does that mean they're involved? I mean, there's not any real evidence. And now all those people will attack me. Fine. I mean, people are saying that the Schindlers are involved in all this. I don't think there's evidence of that. Now I'm involved, see? Okay, fine. I work for the Easter Bunny, too. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for all your hard work. You are like a breath of fresh air in a broccoli farm.
Well, thank you. I don't know what that means, but okay.
I'll just leave it at that. As evil and tragic as events are, I have a quick comment and a question for you. As evil and tragic as the events are, I noticed something the other night that gave me just a glimmer of hope. On Darth Scarborough with his itty-bitty eyes, and he had Pat Buchanan on. And I'm telling you, Alex, you could have been on that show and all been in the same boat with two of these guys, and I just thought, maybe, man, there's a glimmer of hope there if we can get those three guys in the same boat. And I'm not trying to put any of their thinking onto you.
Well, what was Scarborough talking about?
About Schiavo.
Well, see, the globalists pick issues that we agree with to bind us to them. But remember, rat poison is 98% nutritious food.
Right. So do you think that when Terry dies, they'll have the agent provocateurs to come in and start riots so they can ratchet down some police state, too, and show that, see, we told you, we own you, we control you, we're the gods?
That might happen. I don't know. Great point. More calls straight ahead.
was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite!
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Steps to the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors, like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Look, it's simple. They socialize the wealth to get control of society to domesticate us. They then transfer those huge institutions into the hands of private corporations that have paid off and control the government. Then they don't want to give you any more of the, quote, largesse or social safety net, so then they start cutting all of that off. And that's the process we're now in right now. And instead of fighting that process, people then think that there's actually less resources and start fighting with each other. That's how the scam works. Greg in Florida, then Rodney and Leslie and Mike and others. Go ahead. Go ahead, Greg in Florida.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I had a couple issues. First of all, I just purchased a new vehicle, And the owner of the dealership told me that they had to check my name against a terror watch list.
Yeah, the Patriot Act, yeah.
Yeah, but to buy a new automobile. So, you know.
Sir, do you have a search engine?
Oh, yes.
Type in Patriot Act compliance, hundreds of thousands of hits. A lot of businesses have shut down. There's 500,000 people on a criminal watch list. That's also there. 350,000 on a terror list. Most of them have never been convicted, and now they're talking about expanding it to anyone ever arrested to a misdemeanor. You won't be able to buy guns, anything. Everything is going to be on that list, and if they don't deny you the car, the bank account, the insurance, there's thousands of things, then they go to prison for 50 years.
Oh, yeah. I think I can't remember exactly what the penalty was.
It's 50 years. $1 million fine,
yeah,
10 years,
like, yeah,
$500,000.
Like
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think it was like $1 million fine for not, or for if he sold a vehicle and my name was on that watch list.
Yeah, sir, I'm telling you what it is. There's $1 million and 50 years in prison. There's $500,000 and 5 years in, there's about, I don't know, it was like seven different penalties, different calculations, but we're talking about hard prison time. If you sell anything to anybody, including cashing a check for anyone on a watch list, it's just like the flying list. There's all these innocent people on it.
Exactly.
Sound like freedom to you?
Not really.
But they order the states to issue ID cards to anyone with any fake ID.
That's true. The next issue was over on Easter, we watched the Passion of the Christ. And there's amazing similarities between that movie and what's going on with Terri Schiavo.
Oh, yeah, they're torturing her to death, yeah.
And when you watch the movie and you see where he was carrying the cross and that woman came up to give him water and the authorities came and kicked the water, the glass, out of her hand, I mean, it's just so amazing how I think it's... There's an intent there, definitely.
The parallels are very scary.
Exactly.
Very poignant. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Rodney in Texas, welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Today I'm looking at a story out of the Baltimore Sun's news section, and this shows you the hypocrisy of our courts here. It talks about the Supreme Court's waivers on whether or not to decide whether these Mexican nationals on death row in the states of Texas, California, and Illinois.
And they're saying they're going to rule according to international law.
That's the thing, and I'm like, wait a minute, we got an American...
Well, I didn't read the article today, but are they saying that? Because they've said they're going to rule according to the EU.
Exactly. It says either the International Court, better known as the World Court, and I'm like, wait a minute, we got an American here, Terri Schiavo, dying, and these guys don't even want to hear the case, and yet these Mexican nationals who are on death row...
Sir, this is the most socialistic court ever, 7 of the 9 appointed by Republicans. The Republicans have a huge majority in the House and Senate. They have the executive, 30-plus state governors. And do you see government getting smaller? Do you see freedom? No, you see gun laws being passed.
Yeah,
you see open borders. You see total world government.
Yeah, they take their marching orders. I mean, you can see in the article they're taking their marching orders from the World Court. And I guess I'm wondering now, do we know anything about the people who sit on the World Court? And are any of these people...
You have no rights. You can be arrested for criticizing government. Euthanasia is enforced by the European and international courts. It's horrible.
It's sad. It's sad. And I looked at that and I said, oh, my God, this is the reason why we're not getting the response from the court.
But the average yuppie driving along in their car right now doesn't believe there's a world government,
right,
even as it's in all the big Canadian papers.
Well, that's all I want to touch basis with you on, Alex. Keep up the good work, friend.
Thank you, Rodney. Always good to hear from you. Leslie, Mike, and others, you're straight ahead when we get back. 800-259-9231. Now we'll get some into the earthquake of yesterday and the increased seismic and volcanic activities and a lot more. On the other side of this quick break, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Up and down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
I can't help it. I like the man in black. Why do you wear black, Johnny? I wear black to remind people of all the bad things that are happening in the world. I'd love to wear a suit of white, but I can't. So until the world's a better place, I'll wear a suit of black. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Just very quickly, martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state is out. Grab your pen and paper. This is not a drill. Evil has spread across the land. Martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state exposes the high-tech control grid that is being set up across America. Out of the ashes of September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. From the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctum of the secret society that controls it, martial law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich, Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media, plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Get Martial Law, 2 hours, 35 minutes. It's a 9/11 film. It's a Skull and Bones death cult film. It's a police state film. It is my best work, and you really need to get it and make copies and get it out to friends and family and the local constabulary. Get it on Access TV. Show it at your VFW hall. Show it at the local library. Get it into your local library. It's having an effect. The truth can smash mountains of lies. And, of course, I got discounts when you get this film and two others. You save $18. Bunch of different specials going right now. When you call, be sure and ask about it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv where you can watch my new film in its entirety, all my other documentaries, a whole bunch of other films, I don't know, like 20 of them or something, that we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, you can print copies of the books off. I mean, come on. Burn disc of the videos, give them to people, just get the information out. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, prisonplanet.tv. Or, as I said, 888-253-3139. All right, let's just accelerate, blast through your calls. Leslie in Virginia, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Alex. When you were interviewing the professor, he mentioned that the Council of Foreign Relations was set up. It came during the era of Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, to try to, because they failed with the League of Nations.
Absolutely. But the founder of that is none other than Colonel Edward Mandel House. And you know who that guy is. He's the guy who set up the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, he wrote a book about how they're global government and how they run everything and how they want a dictatorship. And he's from right here in Austin, Texas.
Absolutely. That's the founder. And what I find interesting is in his book, Torture and Truth, I haven't read it, but the point being, in that organization, you have over 250 of its members that are journalists, correspondents, and communication executives. And so this is why we keep hearing on TV that Terry is just being treated, and, you know, she's not, they don't use the word executed, but that's why we hear this over and over and over again.
Yeah, this allows them, with people in key positions of every strata of the economic grid, to have a unified, concerted effort. Most of them are on the same page.
But what I want, yeah, absolutely. What I want to ask, and you're quite aware of the watch list, did he get his book approved, Torture and Truth? I mean, you know what happens to these demonstrators, and he's writing this book, Torture and Truth? I mean,
I hear you, and I appreciate the call, Leslie. Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Yes, a little bit about this Terry Schiavo thing, and kind of an offset. A couple hours or so ago, you had one of your callers, they were saying there was people down there protesting and had Nazi flags and things. And my kind of question is you know, I understand that, you know, bad things happen in war, but, you know, every time we need a boogeyman, it's always Hitler, Hitler, Hitler.
Well, that's true, but in this case it fits. Hitler was big on eugenics.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, when you want to talk about some real evil people, and not necessarily...
Well, the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, Hitler was a pioneer of this exact type of stuff.
Exactly, but we could take a look at, under Stalin, you had Lazar Kaganovich.
They did the exact same stuff.
Exactly, and Khrushchev said that he was the butcher of the Ukraine, and he was responsible for killing 20 million Christians, and he starved them to death. And I just, you know, I'm kind of confused, and I say, you know, that there
well,
are
we
definitely...
we exposed Stalin.
Yes, you know, I'm not saying necessarily you, but just, you know, in the whole bigger scheme of things, it's always, you know, whenever there's a boogeyman, it's always Hitler, but nobody ever talks about Stalin and Mao, who made Hitler look like an altar boy.
I hear you. I appreciate the call, Mike. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Well, yeah, he got me off on another track. I agree with you totally on this culture of death. But we certainly do hear a lot about Stalin, and I would consider that the propaganda of the Cold War, as bad as Stalin was, we have to realize there was a powerful vested interest in the Cold War and the military-industrial complex, and exaggerating even a beast like Stalin. So I think this.
Okay, but you said you had something else on your mind.
Yeah, I was watching. I was watching CNN last weekend. And they wanted to give a prominent coverage to, it looked like Larry Klayman and his statement of trying to bind, as you put it, the pro-life people, and I'm on the left and I agree with you on this, to support for the war, the slaughter in Iraq, saying that Jeb Bush should ignore the courts, just as the wonderful George Bush ignored the United Nations, which only gave 90% cover for his dirty war, and should have and should have behaved like George Bush did.
Well, forget the United Nations. Our federal laws say you can't torture people.
Well, exactly. But what I'm saying is, it shows the agenda of the CNN, the media, and singling out this comment by Larry Klayman at the demonstrations down there in Pinellas, Florida.
And they're supposedly liberal. What do you specifically think about Terry Schindler?
Well, I think that as you say, this is just an attempt to justify enhancing the profits of the HMOs, the insurance companies, the Wall Street banks that hold the debt that those who want to give this huge tax giveaway to the ultra rich as a way of taking that money and resources and redirecting all of the social funds from Medicare, from Medicaid. Everything else that George Bush cut off when he was governor.
Okay, and Bush signed a law to just kill you. People with feeding tubes begging for food, they kill them here in Texas.
Exactly.
But we're not supposed to talk about that. Thanks for the call. And again, folks, it just shows how it's all controlled by the same people. Who's up next? Wanda in Missouri, then Laura. Wanda, go ahead.
Well, I have a recommendation, a little Bible verse and a thought. My recommendation first is that, Alex, yesterday, the 28th of March, your explanation of the plans, purposes, and practices of the global elite, who in reality run and control our government, was so lucid and profound, like a revelation to you by God. I highly recommend today's listeners to call and order your month of March CD for your March 28th program.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I don't sell those. The network does. But for those that have computers and most new CD players, you get a whole month. I mean, hundreds of hours. I don't know. It's 15 hours a week. So 4 times 15. It's not 100 hours. It's 60 hours. How much is it? $19.95 or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed with that yesterday.
Well, thank you. What section were you talking about?
I was talking about when you were explaining about the global elite and what their plans, purposes, and practices were.
Talking about peak oil and third hour?
Oh, yes. And all of the things that they're involved in and why they're involved and how much and whatever. I thought it was really excellent.
Well, thank you.
And the little scripture that I have is Isaiah 1, verse 7. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it. In your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And to me, this describes this elite that is pilfering and everything and changing our laws and whatever.
Well, you're right. They're pilfering, looting. I mean, it's almost like they know something big's coming because I've never seen them going this wild.
Mm-mm. No. And my thought is to initiate more prayer and protest regarding Terry Shiloh.
I agree.
More people need to know that when Terry went to the hospital with her heart attack, she also had broken bones and bruises.
Yeah, and now he didn't want to have an autopsy, Michael Shiloh. Now because of pressure, he's saying he will. Well, folks, you can't trust these autopsies to begin with. I mean, we've got, you know, classical cases of this. If it's that same county doing it, I won't believe the autopsy. Plus, bones will heal over 10 years.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you. Great points. Laura in North Carolina. Laura, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Want to mention something about Terry Shiloh. as far as what it looks like to me, the globalists have an agenda here. They want martial law, and they're marching Terry out before the people to try to get him schooled up to get on their agenda. We're not reacting fast enough. We're not emotional enough. We have.
They're trying to emotionally charge things.
Oh, yeah, they're using her for that. They're parading her around going, see what we're doing to her? See what we're doing to her? And it's getting worse and worse. And people, if you made a statement not too long ago, don't uprise and take to the street. Don't do it that way. There's other ways to do what we need to do. And that's what people need to remember right now. Don't be caught up in the emotionalism of this. Yes, Harry is suffering. We understand that, but God puts each and every one of us here for a reason, just like he does you. He gave you the ability to speak to people. She may have to go through this in order to do what God wants her to do. She said,
well, I mean, we should, you know, I mean, for every place and time, there's a different response.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that they want violence. The government has to blow
yeah.
up its own buildings to blame it on pro-lifers and people. We've caught them doing it before.
We're not reacting fast enough.
And they've got their snipers up there, and they'd love to kill a bunch of people, and they're still going to kill Terry. I mean, I think if a group of peaceful people went in there, and I think what they're trying to do peaceably to stop it is good. But I have said that they do want to have some type of violent outburst.
But that's exactly what they're doing. They're making it worse. I mean, every day it's a little bit more shocking what they're doing. And it's shock value. Is
well, she's now into day 11. It's been 11 days since they removed her water.
Yeah. I'm surprised she's hung on. I figured she'd go over the weekend for sure. And she's hanging on. I mean, even she wants to live. And God's keeping her alive. It has to be that.
Well, I know this. It's going to blow up in their face.
Absolutely.
That they've done this.
People need not don't get caught up in the emotionalism of this. Look at it for what it is. We can deal with our situation without taking to the streets and losing control.
All right.
Michael Chavo was nothing more than an OJ. We
Laura,
know that.
I appreciate your call. Let me just say this. You look at national polls. They've had 3 decades, 32 years of abortion, 50 million in this country. And despite all their propaganda and all the things they do, record levels of young people, it's like almost 70% now are against it, record numbers of women, about 60%, about 65% of men. Just 10 years ago, the numbers were the opposite. Abortions are now going way down. They should be outlawed. But the point is, despite all their propaganda, people are waking up. Our grassroots education is working. And the way it's trending, in another 10 years, there will almost be no abortions in this country, and then we'll be able to outright outlaw it and have people give children up for adoption and things like that. So it's not going to work for them. They're not going to get away with their social engineering. It's not going to happen. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, I apologize. Go ahead.
Alex, I believe that the torture was ordered and probably planned before the war, and I believe it's...
Well, that's admitted, sir. That's in the government's own documents.
I believe it was... They're creating a certain worldview of the United States.
Oh, no, that's admittedly part of the plan. We play the part of the bad cop, yes.
Well, it's obvious. Thank you very much.
What do you think about Terry?
Man, I can't say enough about that subject. You know, I guess I should be down there myself. I about feel guilty for everything I eat, and every drop of water goes into my mouth.
You know, I was just drinking some water, and every time I drink water, I think about Terry now.
It's on my mind every day and all night. Alex hadn't slept since it started. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. And that's because this individual, Terry, brings it to mind, because we think of things and operate on an individual basis. But I want to remind you, this eugenics is going on all over the country with people who are talking, begging for food. May I please have food? May I please have water? And Bush, the Democrats, they're all behind it. Schwarzenegger loves it. And so remember that when you're cheering Schwarzenegger on for president, when you're worshiping him at the RNC, as I witnessed. You know, let's be congruent here. Let's be consistent. And let's fight for all the others they're killing. Let's fight against abortion. You want to save some lives? Let's save lives, not just Terry's, but the lives that nobody wants to talk about. The stuff that goes on under the radar. Let's get beneath the radar, outside the box, and see the big picture. Let's discuss that. I did a pretty good job this hour. I think I took about 15 calls. We'll try to maybe take some more coming up. I mean, used to I take 15 calls in a show. I'm getting better at going to your calls, and we're going to continue doing this. I don't know. I get zero direction for this broadcast from the folks running the network, which is why I'm on this network, which is always good. But I do enjoy taking your calls, and that's always the high point of my day. We'll come back. Depressed Annan, close to quitting over UN scandals. We'll also talk about these earthquakes at record frequency and severity. The birth pains. The sun heating up. Ejecting more radiation in the form of heat. Looks like it's going to get rougher before it gets better.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on your local AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank all those great folks out there. And on Global Shortwave at night, 3210, during the day, 9.985. And the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm just going to have time to talk to one more caller, Diane in South Carolina. Diana, South Carolina, go ahead.
You know, Bush administration is using this intentional atmosphere of creating hate, not only in the United States, but of the Christian groups and the liberal groups, because he's doing a lot of this in the name of God, and we all know it's not God.
Yeah, balkanization, yeah.
But my question is, when the federal government did the Disabilities Act,
why did that not give them power to go in and help Terry Shiloh?
See, they're selectively setting the precedent. They've been creeping around in the shadows doing it for a long time of killing people who aren't in a vegetative state. And you shouldn't kill somebody in a vegetative state to begin with.
I know. One more question. Is there any way we can pay by phone to use your Internet? Because a lot of us don't use stuff over the Internet.
You're talking about prisonplanet.tv?
Correct, correct. Is there any way we can pay by phone?
Well, ma'am, you know, I think we could do that. I think you could maybe call up my office, and then we could or mail a check, and then we could mail you back a passcode to prisonplanet.tv. But, ma'am, we don't sell names. It's totally private with a secure, certified.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about them getting hold of our visa numbers again because a lot of us have been hit before.
But, ma'am, that happens from hacks going into the banks. And let me tell you, most of that happens when you go use a credit card at a store. You see, that goes over the phone lines.
I've been dying to get your site.
Ma'am, let me tell you something. And then a lot of those employees are taking those numbers and selling them. Most of the fraud, the mainstream media doesn't like the Internet, so they demonize the Internet. The Internet, statistically, with cashless payments, is safer than going to a store.
Well, that's where mine got hit, was at a university bookstore.
See, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the actual statistics. It's not true. We have a secure, certified server. Very hard to get.
Well, thank
secure,
you.
Secure server. That doesn't mean there isn't some hacker that couldn't break in there, but it's 15 times harder than somebody over a phone line at a bank. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate your call. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or use PayPal, ma'am. Get credits on PayPal, and it's not even, then you're through PayPal. Well, you talk about being secure. Don't trust us. Go buy creds with PayPal and do it. All right. Oh, man, I'm almost out of time here. I've got to hurry. Depressed Annan, close to quitting over UN scandals. Kofi Annan, the United Nations Secretary General, is said to be struggling with depression and considering his future. By the way, I don't like to use credit cards at stores. I use cash. Colleagues have reported concerns about Annan ahead of an official report this week that will examine his son Kojo's connection to the controversial issue of oil for food scheme. And Bill Clinton's got seven of the G8, this has been in mainstream papers, lined up. He wants to be Secretary General. We'll probably end up with Bill Clinton as Secretary General in the next few years. And then we got Wolfowitz at the World Bank. Then we're going to have, obviously, Lord Bush. So they'll play the whole fake left-right paradigm from both ends of the spectrum. Hundreds have died in the Indonesian quake, BBC reports. Hundreds of people are believed to have died in Indonesia after a massive earthquake that triggered tsunami alerts around the Indian Ocean. But it wasn't water that killed them. It was collapsing buildings. It was felt as far away as Malaysia and Singapore. And thousands fled their homes across the region still reeling from December's devastating tsunami. If I was you, I wouldn't go vacation over there anytime soon. And I've got the report here from the U.S. Geological Survey and others. Earthquakes. In the past 24 hours, a record level, and in the last year, a record level for all recorded history. I mean, 9.2s are mega massive. This one was an 8.7, which is mega. Again, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. God bless you all. Thanks for your support. Now get out there in the info war and take on the New World Order, because there is a war on for your mind. My new film, Martial Law, is out. Pray for Terry Schindler.